Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Final game of a four-game series, Mets and Marlins. Fish took the first two of three. Mets trying to earn a split tonight, with David Peterson on the mound against Yonny Chirinos, and a promising start for the Mets offense. A one-out infield single by Brandon Nimmo gave the Mets their first base runner. J.D. Martinez then followed with a single that chased Nimmo to third. Three batters into the game, Mets had first and third with one out for Pete Alonso, but a ground ball back up the middle resulted in a 4-3 double play, and the Mets' woes with runners in scoring position continued as the Mets threatened but did not score in the top of the first. In the bottom half, David Peterson hit a man and issued a walk, but thanks to a double play and a fielder's choice, posted a zero. In the top of the second inning, DJ Stewart led off the inning with a walk. Chirinos came back, though, with a strikeout of Francisco Alvarez and a Jose Iglesias pop-out. Stewart still at first base, and Jeff McNeil at the plate.
Here's McNeil. First ball swinging, hits it deep to right field, down the line, gone if it's fair, and it's gone into the upper deck in right field. Jeff McNeil with his third home run of this series. A two-run homer, his eighth home run of the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-0.
A two-run shot for Jeff McNeil. That was our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. Mets Turning Point of the Game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Mets kept the pressure on. Harrison Bader snapped an 0-for-16 with a base hit. Francisco Lindor then walked to put runners at first and second. Bader and Lindor pulled off a successful double steal to put runners at second and third, but Chirinos came back with a strikeout of Brandon Nimmo to end the rally in the second inning. In the bottom half, Peterson walked Xavier Edwards with one out. Edwards stole second to move into scoring position. Peterson came back with a strikeout of Emmanuel Rivera. Two outs and a runner at second base for Vidal Brujan.
Brujan switch hitter batting right. The pitch swung on and lined in the air down the right field line, slicing to the corner, and it is a fair ball. Fair ball up against the sidewall. Edwards scores from second. Around second, digging for third is Brujan. He slides, and he's out at third. The run had long since crossed the plate. Iglesias, or it certainly looked like it did, Iglesias put the tag on Brujan. It took a while for Stewart to corral that ball, but the relay throw to third was in time to get Brujan trying to stretch two into three, and the inning is over.
So it goes down as an RBI double for Brujan and a 2-1 game and on to the third. One out single by Pete Alonso, but nothing else for the Mets in the top of the third inning. In the bottom half, a two-out rally for Miami. Brian De La Cruz single to left and promptly stole second base, and the throw went into center field. That allowed De La Cruz to advance to third. With the runner at third and two outs, Josh Bell then walked. Runners at the corners with two outs, Jake Berger at the plate, but Peterson came back with a strikeout of him to strand a pair and keep the Mets ahead 2-1. On to the top of the fourth inning, where Jose Iglesias led off.
2-2 on Iglesias, who's back in, leading off the fourth. Pitch. Hit hard down the right field line. That is a base hit rolling to the corner. Iglesias hits first, heading for second. De La Cruz fishes it out. Iglesias going for three. The cutoff throw to third is not in time. Iglesias at third base and from his knees points in celebration at that first base Mets dugout. Every single night this guy is on base making things happen. It's incredible.
Triple for Jose Iglesias. That set up a Jeff McNeil sacrifice fly. For McNeil, his third RBI of the game, and the Mets had a 3-1 lead. Mets kept the pressure on. Harrison Bader singled, but he was erased with Francisco Lindor up. Ollie Sanchez threw Bader out trying to steal second base, which meant two outs and nobody on for Francisco Lindor.
2-0. Hit in the air to deep right field. Lindor sending this one way out. Home run Lindor to right off the facing of the second deck down the line. The Mets hit their second home run of the night. It's a solo job by Lindor, his 18th. And the Mets lead grows now. It is 4-1 in the fourth inning.
4-1 Mets on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Peterson posted an adventurous zero in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He allowed two hits and a walk, but thanks to a Francisco Alvarez back pick to first, was able to navigate for a scoreless inning. Top of the fifth in the Mets, heart of the order due up against Chirinos. J.D. Martinez walked, Pete Alonso singled, and D.J. Stewart walked. Bases loaded, nobody out, and the Mets had just one hit in the inning. Chirinos came back with a strikeout of Francisco Alvarez, but then hit Jose Iglesias to plate Martinez and give the Mets a 5-1 lead. That was it, though, for the Mets. Jeff McNeil grounded into a force out at the plate, and then Harrison Bader popped out to short to end the Mets' rally. On to the bottom of the fifth, and David Peterson and the Mets had a 5-1 lead. Peterson seemed poised for his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. He struck out Jazz Chisholm, and Brian De La Cruz grounded out for the first two outs of the inning. But with two outs and nobody on, Josh Bell came to the plate.
Pitch back, hit high in the air to left field and deep. Nimmo back onto the track at the wall. It's gone. Into the Marlins bullpen in left field. Josh Bell with his 10th home run of the year. And the Mets lead has been cut to 5-2. And so much for that first 1-2-3 inning for David Peterson in this game.
Solo shot for Bell. The Marlins got one back, and the threat continued as Jake Berger followed with a double. Runner in scoring position for Otto Lopez, who threatened extra bases twice, but both balls landed foul, and eventually Peterson won the battle with a strikeout to end the fifth and his night. 5-2 Mets after five. Yanni Chirinos was done. Huascar Brazoban took over, set the Mets down in order. David Peterson, as we mentioned, he was done as well after five innings, six hits, two earned runs, two walks, and four strikeouts. Jose Buteau was first out of the pen for the Mets. He set down the first two Marlins before issuing a walk to Vidal Brujan, but that was it. Ollie Sanchez hit a deep fly ball to the warning track in center, but Harrison Bader was able to catch it for the final out. 5-2 Mets after six. Brazoban made it six up and six down with a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning. Then in the bottom half with one out, Brian De La Cruz came to the plate.
The kick in the 0-1. Swinging a high fly ball to deep left field. Nimmo going back. He looks up. This is gone into the Miami bullpen. Solo home run for Brian De La Cruz. The Met lead is now 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. And Jose Buto, so strong in relief this year, gives up his first home run, his first run as a relief pitcher in 2024.
So nearly two scoreless innings for Buto, but he allows the solo shot to De La Cruz. That was it, though. Strikeout and a lineout ended the seventh inning. 5-3 Mets after seven. Scoreless eighth for Anthony Bender and Phil Maton. On to the ninth. Mets ahead by a pair. JT Chagua next out of the pen for Miami. And Francisco Lindor led off.
Lindor batting left-handed. And the pitch driven in the air. Pretty deep to left center. Back goes De La Cruz with Lopez. There it goes. Home run! Francisco Lindor, his second home run of the game. He hit it into a party deck in left center field to the right of the Marlins bullpen. So Francisco Lindor, his 19th home run of the year, and the Mets have a 6-3 lead.
And some much-needed insurance by Francisco Lindor, our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots. Just great insurance. Multi-home run game for Lindor. It also snapped a stretch of nine in a row set down by the Marlins bullpen. Mets kept the pressure on. A one-out single by J.D. Martinez and a walk to Pete Alonso put a pair on. Nothing else, though, for the Mets. Back-to-back groundouts ended the top of the ninth. Edwin Diaz on for the Mets for the bottom of the ninth inning with a three-run lead. Pretty fast start. He struck out Vidal Brujan to start the inning. Marlins then went to their bench. Ali Sanchez was due up, but Nick Gordon was called on to pinch hit, and he singled to right. Diaz then walked Jazz Chisholm on four pitches to bring the potential tying run to the plate. Count one ball and two strikes on Brian De La Cruz. He hits a soft comebacker to the mound. Diaz then turns, looks to second base. Nobody's covering, so he then pivots, lightly tosses it on to first, and De La Cruz beats it up the line, so he's safe. Bases are loaded now. There's one out. Tying run is at first base. And the go-ahead run, or potential winning run, is at the plate in Josh Bell.
1-2 the count. Now the pitch. Swing on a ground ball right side. Gloved by McNeil. Bobbles, recovers, throws to first in time to get Bell. A run scores, but the Mets get the big second out as Gordon scores from third. That makes it 6-4. But now, with both other runners moving up, Chisholm to third, and De La Cruz to second. That means that a base hit could tie this game. Jake Berger, a right-hand hitter, will be the batter.
And Jake Berger, who already had two home runs in the series, second and third, two outs, two-run game, and Diaz against Berger in the ninth.
2-2 the count to him. Diaz delivers. Swinging a high pop-up, shallow right, McNeil out, Taylor in, McNeil calling, makes the two-hand catch, put it in the books.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.